Grape Nuts Flakes presents Pop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Sailing 12 unstressed. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's Hop Harrigan coming in for Grape Nuts Flakes, and Glenn Riggs saying they've got what it takes. And gang, what is it you hear when the party at the other end answers the phone?
Alack-a-day, alack-a-day.
Oh, nosedive, you've crossed me. The whole world is waiting for that musical little hello of yours, and what do you give them?
Oh, have I got trouble.
Trouble?
Yes.
Why in the world anyone should have trouble when he can enjoy Grape Nuts Flakes is something I can't understand.
I know.
If it's more strength and energy you want, what's better than those wholesome whole grain Grape Nuts Flakes? And if it's happiness, what's better than those two times tasty Grape Nuts Flakes? Those malty, rich, sweet as a nut Grape Nuts Flakes. What's better?
Nothing.
Well.
But just the same, I got trouble because I'm absent-minded.
Oh, so that's it again.
Yes.
Well, just what did you do this time?
Well, I went to mail a letter, but instead I rang the fire alarm box.
The fire alarm?
Yes.
Well, cut me down and call me Shorty.
Now?
I bet the citizens of Gremlin Avenue are just about ready to stop you from getting your Grape Nuts Flakes.
Oh, no, not that bad. They only want to hang me.
Oh. Well, cheer up, Nosedive. Where there's Grape Nuts Flakes, there's hope. Yes, gang, where there's Grape Nuts Flakes, there's hope of getting bigger and stronger and doing a better job at school. So, take a tip from old Uncle Glennie. Eat those Grape Nuts Flakes and eat them every day. Grape Nuts Flakes, the breakfast treat that's got what it takes. And now to our story. Held prisoner in a secret Nazi underground headquarters somewhere in Outer Mongolia, Hop and Tank waited for the hour of their execution, apparently unable to do anything to save themselves. But suddenly the walls of the cell corridor collapsed. And when Colonel Schlum appeared to transport them to a safer place, they took immediate advantage of the confusion and knocked him out. Then, armed with his revolver, they headed up the tunnel through the barrier of fallen rock. On the way, they helped a Mongol native, Kudur, who had been trapped by the debris, and were in turn led out of the tunnel. When Baron Kimu arrived with a patrol, a discovery and pursuit followed quickly, and Hop, Tank, and Kudur were forced to run for their lives. Yesterday, as you recall, they were seemingly trapped between two patrols in one of the main communication tunnels. Kudur led the boys into a small side passageway, and there they waited tensely in the darkness, only a few feet away from the main tunnel where the two patrols would meet. Listen.
They're getting close, Hop. You hear them?
Yes. They'll join forces in a second.
Please. Quiet.
It's Mongolian they're talking, isn't it, Kudur?
Yes. They ask if you are out.
Hey, maybe you better...
Wait.
What is it?
They not know we in tunnel. They say not search tunnel until order. I'm sure they not come in here. It's forbidden.
The powwow's breaking up.
They go back along tunnel. But still is bad.
What do you mean?
Leave guards at end. We not can pass.
Oh, great. Then we're stuck in this rat hole.
What's down this passageway, Kudur?
Not know. Is forbidden.
Okay. Let's have a look then.
Hop, it's awful dark down there. We don't know what we'll run into.
Can't be any worse. Come on.
Okay.
How about you, Kudur? Aren't you coming with us?
Is forbidden.
Well, we can't go anywhere else.
Then I go too.
Good boy. Keep close behind us.
I do.
Hop, what do you suppose is down here anyway?
I haven't the faintest idea. Must be something important if the natives have been kept out. We'll know soon enough.
We go slow. Very dark.
Right.
You know, Hop, this guy Kudor is a funny one. Where did he learn English?
Let's ask him. Kudor.
Yes?
Tell us something about yourself. Where did you come from? What are you doing here, working for the Nazis? And where did you learn English?
When small, I stay with missionary. 1, 2, 3 years. He teach, I good student.
You've lived in Mongolia all your life?
Yes. Small village on plain.
How'd you get mixed up with the Germans?
2 years ago, they come to village. Ask for men to work. Very good. I come. Work is to build place in this mountain. All very good. Until stranger come. He changed things.
What do you mean, stranger?
I see only 2 times. Little man. Hair on lip.
Uh-oh. Guess who?
Then what?
He bad. Give us gun. Make us fight. We can do nothing. Want to go back to village, but cannot. Must stay. Work for him.
Well, if you want a piece of advice, you get out, but fast. Your life won't be worth 2 cents when the Rapkis find out you helped us.
No. I go with you. Try to find way out for you. Then I go along.
I'll be glad to have you, Kuda.
Hey, when are we going to come to the end of this, Pet?
What happened, Hank?
It just answered my own question. Walked smack into something.
Can we go any further?
No, a dead end. If I didn't bump into no rock wall, that's a cinch. Hear that?
Is wood.
There's a hollow sound to it. You know, it might be a door.
Now, wait a minute. I'll feel around for a knob. Got it. Ah, it's locked.
I wonder what's on the other side.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, Hop. Might be somebody in there.
If there was, he'd have heard us by now and started a rumpus. You have your screwdriver, haven't you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, get to work on the molding. Pry it away from the wall and see if you can force the tongue of the lock.
Okay, you're the boss. Let's see now.
Less noise, Tang.
Can't help it. I ain't tearing apart a feather mattress. There.
Can you get at the lock?
Yeah, I think so. I wish I had some light.
You haven't got any.
Hey, wait a minute. I think it's coming. Yep, there she is.
Okay, let's go. But watch out for trouble.
Pretty dark in there.
Come on.
I hear music.
Yeah. Hear it, Hop? Uh-huh. But it's not coming from this room.
Hey, look over there. Thin streak of light on the floor.
Space between another door and a sill. There's someone in the next room.
What do we do?
Have a look, but take it easy.
The music must be coming from in there.
Hank, do you recognize it?
Huh? No.
It's the ride of a Valkyrie.
Jumping Jennies, now I remember. The same thing Hitler was playing on that island. Used it as a code.
Right.
Front catfish, you... I don't suppose he's in there.
We'll find out. Even now we're at the door.
What we doing?
Sticking our necks out, Kudor.
No transom. Well, stand by. I'm going to open the door.
Oh, Hop.
It's the only way.
You're taking an awful chance.
I'll only open it about an inch. The music will cover any sound.
I hope. Okay, pal.
Quiet now.
Easy, Hop, easy. Holy cow, listen to that. Somebody thinks he's singing.
Pipe down.
You see anything, sir?
Not yet. I can't get... Now I do.
Yeah?
What? Tank. It's Hitler.
Staring through the narrow opening in the door, Hop sees an all too familiar figure in the next room. The man only recently reported killed in the bombed-out rubble of Berlin. The man who now is planning a third war of destruction. Adolf Hitler. You won't want to miss the gripping climax of today's episode, so stay tuned in. But first, nosedive! Oh, nosedive!
Not so loud, Mr. Riggs. You'll wake somebody up.
Oh, of course I will. The mere mention of Grape Nuts Flakes has been known to get old Rip Van Winkle out of bed. Yes, and why is it? The moment a box of Grape Nuts Flakes comes into a house, the alarm clock throws up his hands?
Why?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because with Grape Nuts Flakes waiting for breakfast, you don't need an alarm clock. Because those Grape Nuts Flakes, with their whole grain nourishment and their multi-rich flavor, they've opened more sleepy eyes than a sandman without sand.
Mr. Riggs, I didn't say anybody was asleep. I just said you wake them up.
And I said that's the idea. That wake you up goodness of whole grain, wholesome Grape Nuts Flakes. That wake you up flavor. A double-barreled flavor of sun-ripened wheat and malted barley.
If I knew you felt that way, Mr. Riggs, I wouldn't have stopped you from shouting.
Well, do you mind if I do some shouting now?
Mr. Riggs, the kickercycles are all yours.
That's killercycles, nosedive. Gang, those Grape Nuts Flakes, they've got what it takes.
Now back to our story. Entering a room just off the darkened passageway, a room which the native Kudur had said was forbidden, Hop and Tank heard music coming from an adjoining room. Walking cautiously to the connecting door, they heard a voice, a very familiar voice, singing with the music. Hop opened the door a scant inch and saw Adolf Hitler. For a moment, Tank is flabbergasted, and then...
Hop, are you sure?
I couldn't mistake that face.
What's he doing?
Sitting in front of a dressing table, looking at himself in a mirror.
What's he trying to do, scare himself?
Yeah, he seems to be comparing his face with a picture of himself. That's strange.
Maybe we go now, yes? Much danger here.
No, Kudur, not yet.
He's not safe. He find out we here. We caught. He head man.
We'll make him tail man before we're through. What now, Hop?
He's going over to the phonograph. Looks like he's changing the record.
Hope he don't start singing again. Hey, what's that?
He's playing a record of his own voice. Must be one of his speeches.
There, in the crowd. How do you like that? Spends his time looking at his ugly puss and listening to his voice.
He stopped the record.
Maybe now he don't like himself.
Hey,
that's him, ain't it?
Yes. He's standing in front of a phonograph speaker, shouting at the top of his lungs.
He's crazy.
I think he's repeating what he heard on the record. Are we starting the record?
How long is this going to last?
Tank, there's something very strange going on here.
You're telling me.
He's just standing there now. Listening.
Don't tell me he's going to sound off again. Yep, there he goes.
He alone in room. He talked to nothing.
Yes, Kudur. Almost as though he were rehearsing. I wonder.
Tank, I got it.
Got what?
The answer to this whole thing. I know why he's rehearsing. You won't believe it when I tell you. It's amazing.
As the voice of the supposedly dead Adolf Hitler drones on in the adjoining room, Hop's face brightens with a sudden astounding realization. What is so amazing? What is the answer? We'll know tomorrow, so don't miss the next action-packed episode brought to you by the makers of Grape Nuts Flakes. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. See you tomorrow, same time, same station. And don't forget, Grape Nuts Flakes, they've got what it takes. Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of Grape Nuts Flakes. This is the American Broadcasting Company.